Welcome back, everyone, to a long-awaited episode. Not really. It's just long for y'all.
Right.
Because we haven't been here in a while, and if we went through the, you know, the hoops of telling you why, you just won't understand.
Nobody has passed.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's true. It's just been, I don't know. We've been busy, I guess. When was the last time now? Do I need to pull out a calendar? It's been so long. I think I'm going to pull out
the
a calendar.
Last we spoke has been March the 22nd of 2024. That is 3 weeks.
Wow. Wow, everyone. Well, I guess things have been very hectic in the Coffee and Christ podcast room.
It really has.
We started with, that week, honestly, the 22nd, that was the start of our mission trip. So mission trip, that's a full week, you know, missed that week for posting something. Then the next week just didn't jive, didn't work very well. So we didn't end up doing it that week. And then the next week I was out of town. And so now we're back.
We're here.
And as far as planned vacations for Jackson, he's done for now.
He has wrapped that up.
I've wrapped it up until like the last week of the year. So hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, I'm not going to make any promises because, you know, who knows, may not be able to keep them. So so I'm at least just going to say hopefully, as far as on my end, Dylan's got some stuff coming up, but for me, hopefully we'll be smooth sailing, as far as the eye can see. So, but yeah, since we are kind of just getting back in the groove of things, we're going to continue to take a break from Proverbs, just because you know, we're about to talk about our favorite topic of like, or our favorite trip of the year. We'll say that we're all going on a lot of vacations. Favorite trip of the year was right here. We are going to talk about our mission trip.
Oh yeah.
So first off, Dylan, catch us up on your past 3 weeks.
Oh boy.
How's it been going? You can sum it up in whatever you want, but how's it going? How's the house?
Well, first of all, wait, because I'm sidetracked right now.
Okay, go for it.
Because I'm on Amazon looking at some dinnerware sets.
Oh my.
Is black matte, is that too much to have a black plate? Because I think they're gorgeous.
Maybe. What's the rest of your house?
Well, I mean, the accents in my house are black. All of them.
Mm.
The faucets, the doorknobs, the hinges.
Would it be too much black then?
I don't think so. I feel like I'm edgy.
You feel like you're edgy? What does other people think?
I was sitting there listening to you and I went, I want new plates. That thought just came into my head. So now I'm looking at plates and I like the black plates. I think they're neat. Anyway, we'll talk later. That's not important. But just so everybody knows, I already put the silverware set in my cart.
Oh.
So you just tell me what I'm going to do.
What's your silverware set?
Black.
Then I wouldn't go with black plates. Don't go with black silverware. Go with black plates if you want to do that. And then just do like normal silverware set.
What if I go dark blue?
Black and blue is a big no-no.
Ooh, light gray.
That's better.
Gray and black.
That's better.
Right. I'm not depressed, everybody. I just like the color black. Anyway, the last 3 weeks have been good. A little bit busy, a little bit of a blur. But all you all need to know is I'm moving into my house in 10 days.
Woo!
So that's it. That's all my life has been consisted of.
It's coming to fruition right here.
And if anybody ever wants to build a house, if you ever get the inclination, don't. There's my advice for you.
Don't.
Just don't.
Plain and simple.
I'm just kidding. I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
And so I have too much of a one-track mind to do it. But hey, I might do it one more time. We'll see.
I bet you will.
But I mean, the last 3 weeks have been, I mean, kind of the same old.
I mean, you've like experienced it like at its worst. So, like, you're like...
Me or the house?
The house, not you. But just, like, you experience this whole process, like, at the worst. So, like, when you do it the next time, you'll be like... Buh.
Maybe.
Breeze.
That's the hope.
Oh, I bet it will be. I bet.
But yeah, everything is just... It's been good. It's just been, you know, routine.
Mm-hmm.
Had Andrea's birthday. That was fun.
Right?
Did a lot of fun stuff. What about you? What about your last 3 weeks? You have a... I'm going to give you more time because you have more to talk about than me.
Well, I guess I do. I mean, I...
You can't do it.
Well, I mean, just like we joke about my vacations. Like, I literally took three back-to-back. I had Baja missions, and then...
I wouldn't count that as a vacation.
But it was. I mean, I counted it, okay. Like, on my days. And so, we had Baja missions trip. We got back on the 30th. That's a Saturday. Then April 5th. Yes, April 5th, got on a plane, went to New York. My dad wanted to go see a baseball game, and then we threw in a play.
Don't say that. You don't just throw in Hamilton. Give it the credit it
I
deserves.
Feel bad. I know how much you want to see it. So, like, I don't want to...
Please. It deserves the credit.
It deserves
the credit. Don't worry
about
my feelings. It deserves the credit.
So, we went and saw Hamilton Friday night when we got there. It was very good. We saw it on Broadway, so that was also, like a plus. I don't know. I to boil it down, I really do like New York. I don't know if I'd ever live there, but I could take a week of vacationing just because there's so much to do there too. But I like the fact that like I can like walk out of like my apartment or something if I live there and go to the deli that's like across the street. Like that's just, to me, that's cool. But yeah, I went to New York, went and saw Hamilton. It was fantastic. The girl next to me fell asleep. And I know how much her tickets were. So I was like, boy, if I was her mama, I would have popped her in the nose.
If you would have called me and I could have got a flight in time, I think I would have flown down there and personally tackled it.
I would have popped her. Vegas, she was the age of popping, not to get off on a rant or anything, but she definitely was like a, you know, I don't know how old she was. You never can tell. But she definitely was not too old enough to get popped. We'll say that by mama. That's like that.
Or and by a stranger that got on a plane. Flown an hour and a half just to...
You don't know me, but...
Almost making the mouth, girl.
You don't know me, but... She fell asleep twice.
That's disgusting.
Fell asleep, woke up from the intermission, went back to sleep.
If you're listening out there, I know you're probably not, but if you are, I'm disgusted by you.
I'm disgusted.
I just want you to know. You don't know me. And it probably wasn't nice to say on a Christian podcast, but I said it anyway.
I said it.
Because that's how much I love Hamilton.
But it was fine. She kind of got a little like nudge like later on, but I was like towards the end, and I was like, man, this nudge should have been way earlier. But
maybe it shouldn't have been a nudge.
Maybe it should have been like a take a lap,
mm-hmm.
Wake up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, and then we went to a Yankees game, and that was fun. I like watching baseball in person. That's baseball in person and like hockey in person are just like so much better. Like I don't care to watch hockey, like through a TV screen. I just don't get that invested. And the same thing is for baseball. But being there at the sporting event is totally different. We'd hit a home run, and I'd like high five these random guys, just because we're wearing the same team. So that's just a cool experience. And then after that, we got back on Sunday. That would be the 7th. Had a 3 day. Back at work, and then after Wednesday work, me and my grandpa got to go to the Masters tournament down in Augusta, and that was really cool. It rained, had a little rain delay, but it didn't rain while we were there, so that was the more important thing. And got to watch the Thursday round, and then came back Thursday, and just had a day to chill, and it's been very eventful the last 3 days. Like I felt like. I don't know. It just felt like I was like a businessman or like where I always just on the move or something. And now I'm like back to reality. I'm like, I have a full week here. I haven't had a full week at work. This sounds terrible. I haven't had a full week of work in 3 weeks.
Tough, isn't it, huh?
Tough. Isn't it? But now I'm here like for forevers. Until, you know, like I said, the end of the year. And by then, we already have some like vacation days through work that like we get off for anyway for holiday. So
what you're about to say, you still had some PTO you were gonna use. I'm like, I'm pretty sure
I don't.
You've borrowed a few days.
I've borrowed a day. I've borrowed a full day. So full 8 hours. But that's me. And now, yeah, like I said, we're now in a full week. Tax day just passed.
Ugh, don't remind me. Tax day for business owners might as well be like your least favorite holiday because it was mine.
I feel like we should get off for that. Like the government just come in and be like, everyone.
Well, I mean, they should because nobody has enough money to do anything for tax day. Unless you're blessed to get a return. I haven't seen one of those in a while. I have to give back. It's like a charity, but to the government. That's what's...
Do you see, you know, not to like make your situation any better because I don't know how much you give back or anything like that. But Mark Cuban, did you see this?
No.
He gave back $283 million to the government.
Oh my gosh.
Now, granted, this guy owns a professional NBA team that's doing very well right now.
Which one does he own?
The Mavericks in Dallas. So, I mean, he's done that and he's like on Shark Tank. So he's. You know, he probably's got so many other businesses, you know, that's just streamlining through him. So that $283 million is like,
Well, man, I gave back under $5,000, but still, that still hurt me.
Let's find out.
And I told my CPA, whom listens to this podcast, and I won't name her by name, but I told her I was very upset because she personally took said thousands of dollars from me, even though she said... I wish that money was coming to me.
Oh.
And she does my taxes for free. So, really, the IRS is the villain in this story. Oh, not, yeah. I can't say her name. Mm-mm. Not local CPA with blonde hair.
Right. You know who you are. You know. So, Mark Cuban's net worth is $5.4 billion. So.
Wow.
Well.
My net worth is $5.5.
Dollars.
Personally. Ow. Sorry, whacked my ankle there.
Well, I looked up Dylan Wood's net worth and nothing came up.
It's not even worth Google to mention. Like the code encryptors for Google were like, who?
Oh, but I did get something for LinkedIn, but it does not say C&W Mechanical.
Well.
So, anywho.
I can't tell you the last time I logged into LinkedIn.
Yeah, and that, but I do. Your Facebook pops up.
That's nice. He may not have a net worth, but he's got some good friends on Facebook.
There you go.
That's funny.
But that's all right. I'm sure if you looked at mine, nothing comes up either. So, well,
there is a musician.
There is. You could just claim that fame, I guess.
Oh well, Jake Dylan Wood. In conclusion. Jake Dylan Wood's net worth is $6 million.
Interesting.
He is a successful acting and voiceover career.
Oh.
Hmm. There's another Dylan Wood who has a master's in biomedical sciences, and he is a graduate teaching assistant at the Arizona State University. Anyway.
Cool. Well, now that we don't know our net worths, let's get into some more podcast stuff and things. So, yeah, this episode is all about our mission trip. And I kind of just off the cuff typed up some talking points, some questions and stuff like that that me and Dylan are going to answer. Hopefully you can kind of get a feel like you were a part of the mission trip, too.
So maybe you'll consider joining us.
Now that's a very big deal, guys, because it fills up quick. So maybe that is something we actually hope that you're interested in. If so, please reach out to our email that's never gotten any hits. Remember remember when we did that? Remember when we did that for questions? It's okay. And like no one sent one in. It's okay. I didn't think anybody would anyway. But I thought it'd been cool if someone did.
I'm gonna make a new Gmail account and send a question,
and we'll answer it next podcast episode. That's funny.
I guess if you're not in business, like emailing is just a thing of the past.
Really, it is.
I mean, because I use emails big for me.
Right.
But
yeah.
I mean, it's work.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. I'm gonna plug it one more time though, just in case someone does. It is info.coffeeandchrist@gmail.com. That's info.coffeeandchrist@gmail.com. If you so, you know, have a question or something like that, or in this case, you want to maybe be interested, ask some more questions about the mission trip, we are all ears. Send in your questions.
Or just send in anything that's appropriate. That's appropriate. Yeah. Just somebody hit us up with an email.
Yeah, someone. Let us know someone's listening.
Appropriate people. This is a Christian audience.
Come on now. Come on.
All right. Well, Jackson said he has four questions, and conveniently we have enough time for four questions.
Oh, that's so great.
So why don't you rapid fire the first one?
Okay. Dylan, this obviously it's to you. It's not to anybody
else.
Somebody else
in the room?
Hello. And our special guest.
The door.
Walks in. All right. So Dylan, we were both kind of in different areas. Not a lot of the trip, but I would say for the majority of like the day portion we were. Mm-hmm. So describe your trip, you know, your point of view, however detailed you want to make it, however less detailed of what your typical day like looked like, kind of from the benevolent side. Just give us a broad overview. And I got some more that will kind of...
Well, the benevolence side, and be prepared to answer the question yourself.
Okay.
But, you know, the benevolence side of things was, it was different because it was still great. But, you know, where we used to go,
bless you,
in a Colonnette, they were used to having groups and they were used to having people come and see them. And here they've never experienced that before. So there were some people who were nervous. Nobody was uncomfortable. Just, you know, didn't expect us to be there or didn't expect so many of us, didn't expect gifts. But one thing I thought was interesting was, like, normally in Colonnette, you're there 20 minutes and then you leave, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But here, like, they invited you inside. They wanted you to sit down. They wanted to talk to you. They wanted to know who you were and who were you were related to in the room, if you were related to anybody, what you did as your job. I mean, it was really cool that they were really intrigued about us.
Yeah.
And at first, the first day, it kind of discouraged me because I'm like, we have a schedule to keep and we have to do 12 visits a day and we can only get four. The most we got in one trip was four. But then I was sitting there laying in bed thinking about it and I was like, you know, that's what they want.
Right.
And that's what they want, and that's why we're here, then we should be happy. I mean, one benevolent ship, I think you were there. We left and because they wanted a picture with us on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
So we took a 2-hour hiatus, even though you said it would be 5 minutes, and went to the beach. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it was really cool. It was different, but I liked it.
Right.
Because it was more personal. You know, they got to know us a little bit. We got to know them. And they got to show off their home and things. It was cool. It was just, I really liked that about the benevolence trips. And then one day I grilled hot dogs. We won't talk about that.
Edible sleeve.
Yeah, we didn't grill the hot dogs right. End of story. Jackson.
Me.
Answer your own question.
So.
Construction or whatever you did during the day.
Yeah, so I was in kind of the construction area. This trip. So, you know, long story short, I guess we are in the process of purchasing land for the new church, but the process isn't complete, I guess.
It's close.
Very close.
It's because the government froze the money.
Oh, did they actually?
But they just unfroze it either today or yesterday.
Oh, what good news.
So we're back on track.
That's awesome. Well, anywho, that kind of like really I mean, we really were operating purely on faith, as we should at always. But I mean, like this, we were so uncertain, you know, at any moment, you know, the rug could be pulled out from under us and we'd lose the land. So, we were kind of just we were operating purely on faith. And so we had all these decisions, all these projects that we wanted to do. And with that kind of kink in the system about, we don't really own the land. So we kind of had to pick and choose our battles, but we also didn't want to go down there and do nothing. We could probably have gone to church members' houses and fixed the roof, you know, fixed the door, stuff like that. But we also wanted to really try to fix up this churchyard because, we're completely building a new church for them. It's going to take every time when we go down there, you know, game mode, trying to get as much as we can before the next group gets down there. So this time, right now on the land, there's already currently a block building with two rooms and a pavilion area, covered pavilion area. And so first things first is we cleaned out the two rooms and we poured concrete. We were able to do that, kind of level it out and get concrete in there. So one can kind of be a classroom and then the other one I think is going to be planned for a kitchen. And then after that, we started digging footers around the covered pavilion because if I'm understanding it right, they're wanting to close that in. One of the groups, when's the next group going? Do you know, maybe?
June, I believe.
I think now that, you know, you have good news about the money, they'll probably be able to do some more stuff because we got done with pouring footers around the covered pavilion in order to, you know, futurely plan to box it in, you know, getting it in the dry. And then poor classrooms, we kind of got done like a day early. We were just done. We were blessed to have a lot of people down there who were, you know, good with their hands and working and being able to move dirt, wheelbarrow, whatever it may be. We also had some help from some of the church members down there as well. So that was also really good. You know, we were just blessed to have a lot of good hands down there. And so we got done pretty fast, but we definitely could have done more. The roof has some holes in it. They were wanting to do that, but at the same time, they're like, what if we don't get this land, you know? So they're kind of waiting on that. But now that we know that, that's really good news. They're probably going to, hopefully next time we go down there next year, you know, it'll be enclosed maybe. I don't know what it may be, but we did a lot of work. Those days, it kind of, we'd have breakfast and then go back to the church and then we'd come over to the future churchyard and just start working. And then we'd go back for lunch and come back. And then we would go back for VBS or whatever planned event we had. So it was really nice. One day we do make it a point for everyone to go on a benevolence run just because of the weight, I would say, that aspect of our trip carries. Just because we can do so much stuff to, you know, fix roofs, stuff like that, which they really do appreciate. But is there something about going to their homes, bringing a food bag, maybe just being able to pray for them, being able to bring clothes for them, toys for the kids, footballs, soccer balls for the boys, whatever it may be. There's just something about seeing that. A lot of joy. You feel like, man, this is just, I don't even know what the word would be to put it, because I don't want to say great, because they're in a bad situation. At least from our point of view, it looks bad. I mean, that's kind of normal down there, I would say. But just being able, for me personally, seeing that, you're like, wow, that's like a good knock on everything you bring back home. I'm like, man, I cannot believe that I stress over buying this new clothing item or something like that, when these people love just, you know, minimum sometimes. And sometimes we want the maximum. So that's something good that benevolence is always a mandatory for people, just to bring it back, just to kind of like, I feel like that's such a humbling ground zero kind of motive that we need to take in everything, but like especially with our material life, because they're just, they operate on happiness and Jesus, and that's all they need. Right. And so, and that's, it's just a good like reminder. So that was kind of me though. I really enjoyed it. I can't remember if we really talked about it in depth on what we're doing down there, but just a quick overview. We are in Zapata now. We did go to Colonnet for a long time, and now we're in Zapata with Smithville, with Double Springs here, Stevens Gap, and multiple other churches. And we're hopefully, this congregation is in a situation where they need a new building. So hopefully within these next couple years, we're going to be able to build them one. But yeah, that's kind of just a very quick overview of what we're kind of doing. So yeah. You ready for the second question?
I'm ready.
All right, Dylan, number two. What were your overall thoughts for the trip? Is that too much like the first one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll let you do it, and I'm... Yeah, go for it.
Well, I mean, I was definitely very nervous, I think, just because you're... I had visited the town previously in November. You know, Jackson and some, well, most of the other people had not seen or been to any further south than... You hadn't been further south than Diaz or Dawes, had you?
I can't remember if we went to that building that we did or not.
Oh, I guess that, yeah. Which was close to Diaz or Dawes.
Yeah.
So I was nervous, definitely, about, you know, new area, new hotel, new restaurant, new people, new church. I mean, I was nervous just because I wasn't sure, you know, are they going to know we're coming? Do they... You know, I was really concerned with the medical clinic just because I was like, man, I really hope they have a good turnout.
Right.
Boy, did they. But I was like, oh, man, I hope. This sounds terrible, but I was like, I hope we haven't wasted our time.
Right.
Getting ready, all this stuff, and then no one come. And like I said, they were certainly blessed with a crowd every day. But I was very nervous at first, but then after about the first day, I was like, you know, this, it feels right to be here.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels like we're making a difference. It was really good. So overall, the trip, overall thoughts on the trip, I mean, everybody has nitpicky things, but I thought overall it was great. I mean, I thought just the people, that's what I've fallen in love with the Smithville people.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I just love to travel with them. They're fun. They're have such a positive and, I guess, just godly mentality. And I just loved it. I thought it was amazing. And my parents got to go. And so that was cool just to see them down there and continue to get to hear them talk about it. Like it was awesome. I really thought that was fun.
Yeah. I'll piggyback off you. Cause like, it definitely felt like a first trip kind of mentality. Like we've been to Colonnet for so long. Like we go down there, we know everybody pretty much. Maybe not to an extent, but like if we go down there, we're like, oh yeah, I know you. And you can be able to talk to them, stuff like that. This was like completely new, having to meet new faces, new people. But I agree with you. Everybody has a good vibe down there. Everybody's just so nice, so welcoming, kind of like what you were saying with benevolence, when they want you to sit down. They want you to kind of like fill the seats, kind of sit there, you know, have a little chit-chat. They're not just there and grab your stuff and, you know, get you out kind of deal. Like, they're invested in wanting to know more about you personally, about the church, about the trip, whatever it may be. So, yeah, overall thoughts for me is really good. I thought it was a very good trip. I liked where we stayed. I liked where we ate. I liked just church vibes in general. When the church doors were open, it was like they just want to be there. And so that was an encouraging, good to see kind of feeling. So.
Right. Yeah. I felt the same way.
Number three, what is something you're going to bring back to the States? And it might be hard because it has been 3 weeks, but.
No, I can kind of, you know, there's a story that kind of stuck with me a little bit about, you know, while the medical clinic was open, of course, they see a lot of hard things. So you can imagine this is like the only time these people go and see medical professionals.
Right.
Like a lot of the babies are delivered at home. Oof. Like, some of them are delivered at the hospital, but most of them are delivered at home. There's not a lot of medical care. You know, we go to the doctor for, it seems like silly things. They're big deals to us.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems almost like a silly thing. You know, I had to call the doctor today just because I was experiencing a side effect of the medication. And it freaked me out. So I thought I was either dying, having a stroke, or it was simply, you know, the medicine.
That's not simply, by the way. Dying.
That freaked me out. So I immediately called my doctor and was like, can you tell me what's going on? You know, but they don't have that. Like, they don't have, you know, ways to seek medical help. So you can imagine, and we're the only group, by the way, that does a medical clinic right now that's going.
Really?
So maybe the group from Jonathan Anderson's church, but we're not sure yet. But, like, imagine seeing these people that have not seen a doctor in, some of them, their whole life.
Right.
And, unfortunately, the medical team had to tell a 13-year-old girl she was pregnant.
Mm.
And that was hard. I mean, that's, that girls get pregnant younger down there. It's more of a normal thing than it is for us. Like, a, you know, 16, 17-year-old girls having babies. And that's just not a normal thing that mm-hmm. we see a lot. Now, it does happen, but we just don't see it a lot. And 13-year-old girl comes in, you know, she's complaining about some issues she's having, and they did 3 pregnancy tests, and all 3 were positive.
Mm.
And so, like, they were, it was obviously emotional for them. It was, I saw Mario was in there praying with her. The medical staff was in there praying with her. And Mario was really upset, and he was crying, and they loaded her up with, you know, vitamins and, you know, medicine for the baby and medicine for her, and just laid hands on her and prayed and just did all of these things. And then I was talking to Mario, which me and Mario kind of formed a little bond in November, and we hung out a lot. He's really, I love him. I think he's awesome. And so me and Mario were talking that night, and I was just like, man, you know, are you okay? How are you feeling? Because he was what we would call an emotional wreck when I looked at him.
Yeah.
And his biggest thing, and all he could say was, well, maybe I didn't, you know, preach the things I should have preached. And, you know, I feel like I'm sort of at fault for this, and was just consumed with the blame and just upset because not because a 13-year-old girl was pregnant. He was upset because he was like, man, I wish I could have done more, you know, to help her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I'm not taking back anything physically. I'm trying to take back a mentality of, you know, he loved that girl. And there are so many times that we don't love people because of something that they've done, or because of a situation that they acted wrongly on, or a bad decision, or whatever. And there are so many people, or so many times here, that we would almost shame her because of a mistake that she's made. And he was just so upset and just saying about, you know, how he wanted to be better and be more for her. And I want to take back that mentality of, you know, I want to do more. How can I love people more? You know, how can I never turn my back on somebody? How can I just take that mentality of love and go the extra step with it, and not just, you know, hey, I love you, I'm here for you. Well, no, tell me how. Tell me to what extent. I want, you know, that's kind of what I'm taking. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a big deal for me.
So for me, one thing that, like, I noticed, or I didn't notice, because you see it every trip, that whenever we do put on these medical, we had a dental clinic area, it kind of, you know, more people turned up to the church. Most of the time, it wasn't just, I didn't ask. I'm not even going to assume. But I would say that not everyone there went to church there. I'd say there was probably some, maybe just people in the community that overheard it and just came to come kind of deal. And so there was a guy there. His name is Antonio. He's not the preacher, not anything like that. He's just, he was involved in some of the worship portion on Sunday, but he arrived to the church, and this had to be at lunch, and there were, you know, clinic swarm. There's a lot of people there. And I just saw him over to the side. I have a picture of it. He's just has his Bible open, and he's talking with one of the ladies and her child. He's, I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't go over and investigate, but he was preaching in some form. And what I'm taking back from, you know, the trip mostly and from that is that he saw an opportunity and capitalized. And it's kind of hard here. I've talked to some other people about it to do that because, like you said, we have so much access to these things, and they don't. They don't have the access to go to a clinic whenever they want to or something like that. And so it's hard for us to, you know, put on a clinic, say, here at church, like this weekend, and see a big turnout. I'd say, honestly, we'd see almost none. Right, you know, so he, but down there, when that happens, you know, it's a community thing. And he saw that there were so many people at church, and he just capitalized. He was like, oh my goodness, this is a great opportunity for me to share Jesus in some way. And that's just something I'm bringing back to see opportunities because they're everywhere, and to not walk away or be like, maybe next time. He saw it and he capitalized. He just pulled the chair over, opened up his Bible, and did some sort of reading of some kind and just talked with her. And so that's just something I want to bring back to the States on finding those opportunities because they're everywhere and just capitalizing, saying, oh, yep, I'm going to be bold and I'm going to go do that. And so, yeah, that's something I'm going to bring back. Ready for the last one?
I am ready for the last one.
All right. So this trip's ended. It's been 3 weeks. All right, guys.
3 weeks.
Don't throw stones. Come on. But you got to already think about it. What are you looking forward to on the next trip? Or what are you planning for? What are you kind of like, now that I know what the vibe is, what am I going to bring next year?
Honestly, I'm hoping that I get asked to teach Bible class again because that was really fun. And preach, maybe. If I get asked, that will be fun.
I think you will.
But I'm excited to see how the church has grown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I follow them on Facebook.
Oh, what are they?
And I'll have to look. It's not just Zapata. It's something weird. But I see that I watch their live streams.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I've been watching them on Sunday afternoons and then writing down words that I hear and then putting them in Google Translate. And basically, I'm trying to keep up with their sermon topics because over the last, since we've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone. But, I thought of that too.
But since we've been gone from there, 3 months, I've seen at a minimum 5 baptisms at Zapata.
Oh, that's awesome.
At the church. And they go to the ocean and they have this big blue tub that they bring inside.
That's really cool.
But I'm kind of keeping up with the direction they're going spiritually because I just want to see. I want to see the new people. I want to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was texting Mario the other day, and he's keeping me a list of the people that he's been baptizing because I want to meet them all next year.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm really excited about that. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, you have to let me know on that Facebook page. Yeah. I don't do Facebook. Look at me sounding old over here. I don't do social media, but I will just to keep up with that. That's really cool. But for me, you know, I don't know, really, to be, like, to pinpoint it. Like, I would say, like, obviously, just being in the construction field, like, seeing all what we did, I'm excited to see, like, what other people have, you know, done with that, you know, whether it be throwing up some walls or fixing the roof or, you know, doing something in the classroom, the kitchen, something like that. I am excited to see that just kind of progress. That's always something cool. Like I remember Casey told us, he's from Smithville. He was like, when we poured this classroom, he's like, these, you know, poured classrooms are going to outlive us. Like, hopefully, you know, maybe they won't, but hopefully like what we're doing here is we're going to try to leave a lasting legacy, to these people. And so I'm excited to do that, just to kind of see what goes on and with their construction wise, and then next year I'm going to bring so many socks. It's not even funny.
Yeah, socks was a big thing this year.
Yeah, I'm hopefully going to be a little more prepared on that end. Getting some more. I've noticed that we needed socks and maybe some shoes or and maybe I can get with more benevolence people on that. But hopefully next year we're seeing kind of the progress that the other groups have made. So, yeah. Got any closing thoughts?
I don't think so. No hope you come. Hope you join us.
Email us.
info.coffeeandcrash, no spaces or caps.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
That's it.
We would love to hear from you.
Yep. And if you want to, if you're really interested, seriously, email us. We'll get back to you. Maybe there's a way we can get you down there.
Oh, yeah. That's the plan. So, hope you have a great week. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Capitalize on those opportunities that you have. And enjoy this warm weather if you're living in the Southern Hemisphere.
It's like a weatherman.
See you later.
We love you. Jesus loves you.
Bye.